getting you. Virgin Radio's 50K, what's in the box, 8:45. I'll give you that clue. We had a one-on-one exclusive with Lindsay Lohan a few days back. We caught up with the girl that lives right here in Dubai. Whereabouts and what does she love about Dubai? Well, here's part two with our exclusive chat here on The Chris Fade Show with Lindsay Lohan.
Thank you so much for doing this, guys. It's really cool that you called me.
Please, love it. Okay, we're back. Lindsay Lohan with us right now. We've talked about the beach house, which looks amazing in Mykonos. Mm-hmm. We're gonna come in there. I don't know how do you get there? Like, what do we do? Do we have to?
Do you need a membership?
So there's no membership, but there's a booking online to make reservations, which is really easy.
Okay.
I'm there every day.
Okay.
So I've only not been there 2 days, and then since the time I've been in Dubai. But I'm pretty much there every day, so I oversee pretty much everything with Panos, who works with me.
I want to. I'm going to call him at some stage and ask for you, just see what happens. Actually, we should try.
Imagine. I don't know if that will happen.
We'll just get her.
Like sitting at a desk. I'm sitting on a beach.
Yeah.
From Dubai, what's the best set? Like, how do you get there? What airline is there? A direct flight? What is it?
I always fly Emirates to get there. So Emirates to Athens, and then. I'm not trying to sound spoiled, but the easiest way is a jet or helicopter.
Okay, I love that.
Something bad happened when I was flying back recently.
The helicopter.
The helicopter had an emergency landing, and I had my Beats headphones on, and I was listening to music, and my friend was looking at me like saying something was wrong. I was like, no, it's all good. It's fine. We're just landing at a different airport. It's a private airport. No, the airport was closed, and the plane was done. The helicopter was done. We had an emergency land.
That is amazing. Listen, when you're in those moments of your life and you're in a helicopter, for example, and they say it could be going down, they say your life flashes before your eyes. Did it? And did you see anything?
No, they were saying like, balakala. I'm like, Allah, Allah, it's fine.
Wow.
Like, it's all good, whatever. We'll be fine. I go skydiving in Dubai. I know how to jump.
Yeah. Just give me a parachute. Quickly, what do you love? Tell me some places that you've been going to Dubai. What are you feeling? Have you got a favorite restaurant? Are you like,
where do you hang out?
Where are you hanging out? Yeah.
I love BB's.
Yeah.
BB Social.
Yeah.
I like Socialista.
Yep.
And Zuma.
Yeah,
I kind of have like three places that I always go to.
Oh, that's cool.
Quite boring.
No, that's good. Consistency.
And I love being home.
Do you like Uber Eats or like get deliveries of Marlo?
I saw you cooking.
But do you order food?
Uber Eats really drives me nuts because it always like shuts down. It never actually like works fully. Deliveroo and Uber Eats, I use Talabat. Always.
Oh, they're going to love
those
that.
Those are my homies. They're the best.
Well, look at you. Listen, we're a pleasure, honored to have you on Virgin Radio here on The Chris Fade Show. Listen, you are now local with us, so please, when you get back and you're settled and you got some more time, please come through to the Virgin Studios and just do the whole show with, like, just host the show. I'd love that.
Thank you. I would love to.
It's cool. It's cool that you called Dubai home. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the positivity.
Thanks, guys. Bless you.
Yeah, we love you more. All right. Lindsay Lohan.
Love you guys. Thank you for your time.
That was our catch up with Lindsay Lohan. I like it. She's come a long way. You know, I think especially you being an LA boy, Brent Black, who's in studio with us this morning.
Yep.
Like, you know, she was 90% in the media for doing bad things. Like, just, it was always negative.
And she didn't have to do anything. I mean, she didn't have to do anything and she'd be in the news. So.
She would just be walking down the street and they'd say she's done something wrong.
Oh, look, there's Lindsay.
So I think, you know, just calling Dubai home, get that positivity out there, spread it. Hey, listen, up next... Right here on Virgin Radio.
It's getting heated in the studio.
Pretty. Watch out, because there's going to be about 10 6'6" men walking in.
Your team is short?
Oh!